Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and thank you so much for tuning in to AIR. Tonight, we have Shante Gabriel, who is an inspired teacher, healer, and author of Gabriel's Messages. She is teaching classes and helps people to connect with their angels and the archangels to better understand themselves and the world around them. So, Shante, without further ado, hi!
Hello. Thank you, Jennifer.
One other thing I do want to mention, to check out her website, thegabrielmessages.com. She has awesome information and channelings on there. How often? It's pretty often now, isn't it?
It seems to be. It's sort of becoming pretty much weekly, but I really don't know. It's
whenever they feel like talking.
It's an inspired thing. But what is there all the time are the Gabriel Message cards. So people can go and get a personal reading just by playing with the cards on the site. 56 different messages there, yeah. They're the same ones that are in the book, but just by the card.
Yes. Now, we are going to be opening the phone lines in a little bit, but Archangel Gabriel has a really awesome message that you recently received, and I was wondering if you would mind reading it.
I'd love to. It's so appropriate for the equinox coming up this weekend. And this one is about planting the garden of your soul. And it's a message for spring renewal from Archangel Gabriel. Dear ones, planting the spring garden of your soul inspires the grace of the angels to work in your daily life. You will be making clear intentions for the requirements you need to be happy so you can harvest a more bountiful future. The northern latitudes are experiencing the season of spring, of new birth and renewal. It is the optimum time to plant a personal garden within your being. This timely action will bring great rewards as you till the soil of your life, elevate your thoughts, and enhance the beauty around you on many levels. What does it mean to plant the spring garden of your soul? It is very, very simple. What are the qualities you most want to see manifest in your life? What are the goals and dreams for a joyous future? What needs have to be met so you can be happy? These are the seeds to plant within the garden of your being. When you plant the seeds of growth and renewal, it can be a fun, creative, and positive way to promote a joyous, abundant life. Consider those things you most want to have thriving in your interior garden. Maybe you would like to plant the tiny seeds that lead to abundant prosperity. Perhaps you want harmony in all your relationships. What about planting the seeds for health and well-being deeply within your heart so they can grow with zest and vibrancy? The soil of joyous potential exists within you and awaits your attention. Are you too busy to plant your soul's garden? These vast, exalted ideas actually require very little time during your busy life, full of commitments and deadlines. In fact, the small amounts of time you give to planting and nurturing your interior garden will enhance every area of your life with a bountiful return. It is said that when a person takes one step towards the divine, this higher power will take 10 steps towards you. As you remember that you are a part of all creation, a new sense of gratitude wells up in your heart. This gratitude carries the sparks of divine light that uplift your spirit and become the catalyst for new growth within your life. As you look at the flowering of nature around you, it can remind you that the same beautiful new growth is taking place within your very being. Let your imagination soar as you bring forth those magical qualities in which you wish to live. Nothing is too large to dream in order to manifest a happier life. Feeling the joy of creating something fun by dreaming big will raise your vibrational frequency and when this occurs, the energy field around you expands. Doors will open that you have not imagined possible. It is your open mind and a heart unencumbered by self-criticism and doubt that attracts new growth and evolution into your life. Planting the spring garden of your soul inspires all the help you need to live life in a more joyful way and have your needs met with grace and ease. How to plant the garden of your soul. Since every new project requires some thought and planning, when you begin your inner garden, make it creative and fun. It could be a beautiful work of art with lots of color, magazine pictures, or a painting. The shape your interior garden takes could be a pattern that inspires you. You may even decide just to make a list of those qualities of consciousness you want to experience in your life. The action of writing will assist the energy of your garden. The angels of creativity are available to work with you in this project and can inspire you so it will be fun. When your inner spirit is stimulated in this way, new life flows into your mind and heart, and you feel uplifted. This increased energy flow attracts more joy, and you feel happier, which in turn brings more creative ideas and a sense of well-being. It is the beginning of an upward spiral that blesses this garden within you with new empowered energy. Your life will begin to change in surprising ways. When you see old patterns of thought and action manifesting and you begin to feel stuck in problematic energies, consider them to be compost for your new garden. Ask the angels working in your life to help you pull these weeds and transmute old ways of behavior with divine light. This will help feed the garden of your soul with loving energy. It is like adding a little water every day to help work the compost of old ways into the fertile soil of your garden. Soon you will see the new sprouts of a different way of being. Rejoice in this vibrant growth, knowing that as you respond differently to old situations, you will receive fresh positive results in every area of your life. By focusing a little bit every day on what you want to see manifest in your life, you provide a new structure so your interior garden will thrive. Bask in the sunlight of divine illumination. The spring garden of your soul has amazing potential to bring you the life you want to experience. Opening yourself to new thoughts and behaviors attracts assistance in ways you never knew existed. This beautiful garden thriving within you becomes a beacon of light. Many people will love to experience your inner garden and help it grow so it will feed more people. This new growth and thriving space within you reaches out to bless the world, and in turn, you will be blessed. As your garden comes into fruition, you'll find your life nourished in bountiful ways. The company of heaven awaits you as you begin planting these seeds for your new life. Bask in the sunlight of divine illumination. Breathe it in deeply and let it nurture the new growth within you. Know the angels will joyously assist you in weeding out the old ways that no longer work so your garden will thrive with new life. You are never alone. You are continuously blessed and are being guided as you open to a new way of being. Let all the frantic activity in your life drop away as divinely inspired action takes root within the garden of your life. The fullness of your being will enrich your life's purpose, so your next steps become very clear. There is a flowering beginning all around you and within your heart. Allow yourself to be loved and nourished as you plant the spring garden of your soul. This process is bringing a beautiful balance into every area of your life. You are a precious being, worthy of all you aspire to receive. Know deep within your heart that all is well, and so it is.
And so it is. Do you get like a certain feeling? I mean, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And it really, I hear you and I'm going, that's exactly what's going on in my life. It's mm-hmm. like as soon as I made a decision, it's like amazing doorways opened up.
the energy is very supportive of us manifesting what we really want in our life right now. It's just asking us, it seems to me, that we're being asked to get very clear about our intentions and the energies, the qualities of consciousness, those feelings that we want to have when our life is flowing where we want it to go. And mm-hmm. and then it's just, we set the pattern, and it's the energy is flowing with us right now. I think we have a lot of support. I've never had an experience of this so clearly before.
I had a year, I guess, where actually it's the year 2000 when I really started opening up to all this wonderful new way of living and thinking and all. It was phenomenal. But this is even more grounded
mm-hmm. yes.
and more stable and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me trust the universe more. Not that I don't trust it, but it's like there were times that I really felt like it was a cosmic joke because they had a lot of fun with me.
Right.
And those were the lessons.
Yeah.
And I asked
to not take yourself so seriously at the same time.
Yeah. And yeah. It's pretty interesting the way they would show me, well, you asked for that. Even though it's like, oh my God, you know, it's just the realization of what I thought and mm-hmm. and put out there, and boy, I got it, but I didn't get it quite the same way as I thought.
Right. So being clear about how we want to feel when mm-hmm. we receive what it is we're asking for, I think is more important than asking for specifics.
Oh, yes. Especially now, I think feeling is huge. And mm-hmm. right now, I really think the heightened sensitivity is really increasing almost daily in some ways. I mean, it fluctuates, but there's some days that the energy is just, you really feel everything's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a few people that they literally could feel it in their heart before the earthquakes were going to happen.
Yes.
They felt that build up. So definitely being more connected with Mother Earth these days. And now, do you have any, we were discussing when we were getting ready for the show, or after the last show, actually, about really trusting the unknown and all the
yeah.
uncertainty. And right. and with this, it really is saying that you just got to go out and do it.
Well, or allow it to happen, you know.
Yes.
I think it's paving the way. It's planting the garden, you know. It makes it's like you're sowing the seeds for what you want to see manifest, and then at some point in time you have to let go and trust the process. And the unknown is, you know, if you've done your homework, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you've done your intentions, and you have a sense of that, and you pray, because I, you know, at this point I think it's, you know, praying without ceasing is a very relevant part of my life right now. It's like a requirement for me to remember the sacredness of all life mm-hmm. in every moment, and that so that I don't feel alone. And since my intentions are becoming more and more clear, then I can trust that there is a flow of energy that's going in those directions. I think that there's a kind of a neutrality in the unknown and in the energy of the universe. The neutrality is there. It says, okay, how do you want it? How do you want to feel when you get there? You know, and so if we just sort of allow the flow to happen, we could go all kinds of places that we may not want to be. So it's part of our work right now to direct the flow and then allow it to happen. And it may still look differently than what we had imagined, but still it's going to be in the direction that we're being asked. And I always also say, you know, this or something better. You know?
Right.
And
whatever's for the highest good.
For the highest good, you know, all those things that you know, we need, I think, to say. It's like the unknown becomes this blank slate, and we're here to write on that. And
right.
So it's really, I think that's our job, and that's part of our responsibility as a co-creator with the universe at this point in time.
Yes. And as you were saying that, I actually was getting the image actually of bowling. And you put that bowling ball out there, and you don't know which way it's going to go, but you trust that it's going to go in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. I had the experience in, it was late 1999, and everything in my life had been falling apart, and I, you know, pretty much had collapsed in front of me. And I was asking, you know, what to do, you know, I was really, there was a lot of frantic fear, actually, was what it was, you know, but I was frantic about it. And it was sort of like this message, it's kind of one of the last messages I got just before my life completely went dark for a while. And it was just, when did you think you would need faith? It's like, it's really easy to have faith when things are going well. And when we really need to have faith is when things are not going the way we thought they were supposed to. And
yeah.
So it's like walking in faith means to trust that no matter what, we are being guided. We know that there is a divine plan, and we're a part of it. And we just keep, you know, receiving our lessons and using them as well, you know, as for blessing our lives and blessing others, and just doing our work, doing what we can here to do. And it's very, it really requires faith, and faith is blind. You know, it's not, it's the faith is trusting what you can't see.
Most definitely. And right now I just, every day I just have more and more faith and more trust that things are unfolding really quite beautifully. And they always show me where I originally asked for whatever I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Or after it happens, they kind of say, okay, this is what you asked for. Now follow the path. And I really think they were showing me the divine path that I'd chosen to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful way that they really manifest before me. And they're so clever. I mean, I literally will say, you guys are just so clever.
I know.
So clever indeed.
Most of the time when I really know that these messages are not they're not directly, they're not me, my brain, this my small me,
right.
that they are inspired because they're so humorous and clever.
Yeah.
You know, the ways that I wouldn't normally speak. But I was also reminded when you were talking about asking that things be with grace and ease.
Yes.
And then also having the sense of wonder or childlike adventure. You know, it is becoming more and more of a great adventure to just go into these unknown pathways, trusting that we are being led and there's a big rainbow ahead of us, you know, there's some light that we can just keep asking for light on our path, and it might, things are moving so quickly and changing so quickly that we really can't see very far down the path, but we can see our next step. And it's like that Indiana Jones movie where, you know, that, I don't remember which one it was, but he had to leap across this huge chasm. And he had to have the faith to take that first step, and there was a stair there for him. And then he took the next step, and there was another stair, and he made it all the way across this big chasm. And I think that's what we're being given right now, too.
Yes, most definitely. And it's just having that faith and knowing it's going to be okay. And and even if we misstep a little bit, they're going to push us in the right direction if we're open to it.
Yeah.
And really listening.
Listening and being receptive. Mm-hmm.
Yes. One thing that I am really realizing is the one thing that I'm getting from my clients and for myself is, you know, sit still and listen. Even if it's, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you really need to sit in that stillness and just get into your heart and make sure you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Stay centered, and it just goes so much easier.
Yeah, it does.
It's just more of a straight line instead of a zigzag.
It's true. You're really right about that. And I think that a lot of times we keep thinking we have to do something, you know, and I think that the weirder things are, the more still we have to get.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I think that stillness is just essential. Maybe our brain doesn't stop, but if we can just be quiet for, you know, for like you say, 5 or 10 minutes and let our, and just breathe, it really, really makes a difference. It really helps.
Yes, it does. We have a caller. Frank is on line 2. Are you ready to take a call?
Okay.
All right. Frank, are you there?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Shanta.
Hi, Frank.
Now, is this the Frank that heard the show while we were pre-recording it?
Yeah, when it wasn't really on the air. Yes, this is that Frank.
Talk about miracles.
No.
Very nice to meet you, Frank.
Oh, you too. I was just quiet. I don't know. Are you doing readings online? Over the phone, rather?
Yes, she is. Are you ready, Shante, to do that?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
She is doing readings. I'm just going to tell the audience real quick, Frank. She is doing readings. She is doing a card reading. So I'm not sure. Do you just want to do general readings then, Shante?
Yeah, I can just do I'll just do some general readings. But while we have Frank here, and before we really start working with a lot of different people, I'd like to just say a prayer, and this prayer is going to be for whoever calls in, all right? So we're just going to all take a deep breath together. And as we breathe together, we know we are absolutely divinely inspired and guided in this moment. I call on the light from the highest source to work in and through our time together today. We ask that this light bring clarity and wisdom into our minds, and compassion and love to our words, that they be clear and direct. We ask that this light flow into our hearts, that we share our heartbeat with the one heart within all beings. And we allow that love to flow from us into the world as radiant, loving beings. We ask this light to flow into the center of our being, through our solar plexus, that we be strong and protected and courageous. We ask this light to flow down to our second center, that creative place that has balance and harmony within us. And we ask that we be grounded fully into the earth, that we have that connection from heaven to earth. And in this alignment, I invite the archangels, and especially Archangel Gabriel, to work with us tonight, that each person receive exactly what they need for their next step in life. And we give thanks for this work tonight. We give thanks for peace within our hearts, and we give thanks for peace on earth. And so it is.
And so it is.
Okay, so our first card is going to be an angel message. We'll see what the angels want Frank to know. Oh, this is a good one, Frank. Walk in beauty, live in trust, and know the benevolent love of God guides your way. So I don't know if you were hearing the rest of the program, but that's exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to do a little bit of just sort of generally to see what comes up and what we're sort of looking at for you.
Okay.
So first of all, know that your intentions are really important right now, and that you have this intensity of energy that's going to take you exactly where you need to go, because your focus is clear and because you're moving really directly. This intensity may cause other people to feel somewhat uncomfortable, but that's actually their issue. You know, it's not really a problem for you. You just keep on going in the direction that you need to go, that you know you're going, and that you know, those things that inspire you and that focus of attention that makes you happy, that's where you just need to focus your attention and keep on going, and you're really on a good track right now. The other thing you need to also remember is your intuition is good. You can tune into the airwaves and hear things that aren't even happening.
Yeah, literally.
So trust your intuition, and also give yourself time in the silence, because that's the place where you really will be receiving in a much deeper way than you've ever been receiving before. So it's a very powerful time for you. Know that you have a very special master working with you. This would be your really personal guidance. This is a teacher that you can tune into and have direct help from. And so that's one of the things for you to be asking in the guidance, asking in the silence, is who this is and what you need to know. And I would keep pretty strong notes, because I think you're going to be receiving quite a lot of information. So it's important for you to do that. You're in a time of tremendous change. It's a very transformational time for you. So during those times, the most important thing for us to remember is to stay in our center. Because otherwise, it's like being in a hurricane. You have to stay in the eye of the hurricane. You have to stay in that centered, quiet space and let the chaos go around you. Otherwise, it's like centrifugal force. You'll be thrown out, you know, and you don't want to do that. So it's really important for you now to find your center, stay in your center, do those things that help you come into your center. If it's, you know, taking walks or in nature, if it's listening to certain music, if it's breathing, doing Tai Chi or any of those kind of energetic exercises, that would be good. So nature is probably a really good place for you. So that's what's going on. You're in a transformational time. Your intentions are really clear and need to be stay focused. Go into the silence and gain the acquaintance of your personal master, and be aware that emotionally in relationships right now, nobody's seeing you very clearly, and you're not really seeing them either. It's like you're in a kind of a healing time of a relationship, so that it's not exactly everybody's projecting what they see on you, and you also are projecting on others what you know. So there's not a lot of clarity there. So that's not a good place for you to spend much energy right now. It's much better for you to come back into your inner self, your quiet center, and learn to connect with your inner master. It's like a time for you. It's like the fruit is about to drop off the tree. You're ripe for the next your next phase of your life. A lot of the experience you've had, all the things that you've gathered together, you're integrating and you're about to create something that you've been really working for a long time. So it's a very wonderful time.
Great.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Frank, for calling in and listening even when we're not on the air. So very magical, and it really is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks. I just ask one yes or no question. When you say personal master, did you mean my personal guardian angel?
It could be. It's a master teacher, and the form is something for you to discover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But since you're working with the angels right now, it wouldn't surprise me if it is your personal guardian. And my intuition tells me yes, that's what it is.
Okay, great.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Judy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have Branch on line 3. Hello, Branch. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, excellent.
Hello. It's Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H?
B-R-A-N-D-T, Brandt.
Oh, Brandt. Oh, yes. Hi. Good. Okay.
Hey. Well, I was calling to see if there were any messages that Gabriel would have for me.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, you're... personal angel message for tonight is the release of fear is a small price to pay for the ecstasy of full merging with the divine.
Whoa. Okay.
That's so, a little heavy, you know.
That's a fairly intense one, Brant.
Yes.
So do you understand? Do I need to explain that one, or is that fairly clear for you?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, just a second. Okay, so you're in a very powerfully creative time. Your action in the world at this point is to be a co-creator with the universe. You have this brilliant light that's growing inside you for manifestation, and what it requires is for you not to be so much in the doingness of it, but the you receive and then you do. You know, you receive and then you act. You go with your inspiration. Rather than thinking things like what it's going to be, it's like you're inspired for the next step. It's very useful for you right now to spend extra time in nature. It's like nature has a message for you, and it's like an image of you hugging a tree and becoming more connected. I think it's interesting. I thought your name was Branch. So the trees, especially right now, have a special connection for you.
Okay.
And you also have your intuition is really good right now, and you would be very inspired to take extra time in the silence. It would be a really good time for you to do that and find your inner connection to the source energy, and you know, just be a little quieter than you normally would. On a mental level, I don't know if you are in politics or if it's like office politics or whatever, but be aware that some of the people around you are not who they seem to be. And do your best to stay out of political situations. It's not a useful place for you right now. It would be way better for you just to spend some time in nature. And consider that this time that you're in is like a great adventure, and that you're walking down this pathway like a dark forest, but right in front of you is all this rainbow light, and it's a beautiful time. And even though you don't know what's at the end of the path, it's wonderful. Just consider that whatever is down at the end of the path is going to be wonderful, and this is a great adventure that you're in. You have an opportunity to participate in something much greater than you could do by yourself. So it's a time to call in your strategic partners, be really clear in your intentions about the kinds of relationships you want, the how you want to feel when you're doing the work that just totally fulfills you. I'm assuming this is I'm going in a kind of a work direction because this is really a worldly reading. This is all about work in the world.
Okay.
And so there's some form of work that you are about to, or you are embarked in, that it is giving you an opportunity to participate in something greater than you can do alone. However, you need to be really clear about how these relationships are going to feel and how this work is going to support you, not just monetarily, but support in terms of a sense of fulfillment, harmony in your relationships, a sense that you're here doing what you came to do, fulfilling of your purpose. Those kinds of intentions will really lead you forward.
Wow, sounds like great things on the horizon.
Looks all good to me. Just stay out of politics and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Brant, I know Brant, but you go out in the forest quite a bit, find a tree and lean against it and sit down and just let the tree kind of nurture you and inspire you. That's the image I'm getting so strong as you're just sitting there and just being quiet and letting the tree give you some wisdom.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen the same image. And I would even, you know, make sure that you put your stomach up against the tree and your heart against the tree and your forehead against the tree and then sit down, let your whole spine be against the tree so mm-hmm. that you can really have that ecstasy of full merging with the divine, just like that.
Right. You will be amazed, the information and the wisdom in trees. I've had some of my phenomenal learning lessons.
Me too.
By sitting in a tree.
Yep.
Sitting by a tree and just letting it kind of embrace me and, mm-hmm. and hold me. And it literally, that's exactly what it's doing. It's just holding me. So that's just a suggestion that I have.
I agree with it totally. And, you know, you let yourself be nourished by the trees right now.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, those were kind of intense.
Wow. Yeah. So, is somebody else calling?
At this point, it's just you and I for right now. So.
Okay, well, good. Well, I was just saying, here's your message. You're loving others in their own chosen path is studying the energy you want in your world.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, that's all we can do when people are doing something different than what we had in mind for them.
Yes. Just let it all be, because it's all good. Thank you very much. So these are cards that you designed. I wanted to get into that as well.
Right.
Correct?
These are the ones that are on the website, actually, right now.
Okay.
And
so,
these cards are the cards that were the basis for the book, The Gabriel Messages. The book called The Gabriel Messages. These are the messages that were, and they were the messages that I wrote. I took a card every day and wrote a message, and that's how the book came about. So the cards came first, and then the book. In fact, one of the things that I want to do right now, or not this minute, but in this period of time soon, I would really love to have these cards reprinted. So I'm telling you, I'm putting it out there to the universe that this would be a really great thing to have, is to have these reprinted and back in circulation again, so that something that people can carry with them. Literally.
Literally, yes.
Yeah.
And there's 56 inspired messages.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking on the website, and they're going through.
Oh.
How long did it take you to develop these cards? And were you kind of surprised when it was all done, going, wow, this is really kind of amazing?
Actually, because I was in the, what I was wanting to do was a journal. I wanted to do a journal book and teach people how to connect with their inner guidance. And so in the process of creating the journal, I wanted to do a little inspired message at the bottom of every page. But when I went to have that printed, it was enormously expensive to do it. So I had all these messages all separated out. And one of my friends they were graphic designers, and they had just done a set of cards that were Hawaiian, because I lived in Hawaii at that time, and they had just done a Hawaiian message card set. So I figured that they would know how to do that, and I was actually given a gift from my mother-in-law at the time that was for my retirement, she said. And so, of course, being the kind of person I am, instead of putting it in a bank, I put it into creating card set. And then, and the reason there are 56 is because that's how many fit on a press sheet, but 56 is also adds up to 11, which is the number of the angels.
Right.
So, yeah. So there's a whole lot of other things going on. And the book came about because I was given the message that I needed to get a 900 number. This is back in 96. And at that time, there were no, you know, 900 numbers were like X-rated. And so what I did was, well, just about that time, this company came to town that was selling 900 numbers for a very inexpensive, right, and you signed up for a year. So I got a 900 number, and it was called 1-900 for my angel. And and people would call in, and I would write every day. I'd pull one of these cards, and I'd write every day, and I'd call in this number, and I would, you know, read my message onto the phone. The trouble with 900 numbers was that you'd have to spend enormous quantities of money to have them for the advertising, so people would actually call. So
right.
hardly anybody called in, but at the end of the year, I had a book. So I wouldn't have sat down to write a book, but that was how they tricked me into doing it.
See, they're being clever again.
I know. They are just so clever. Go do a 900 number, you know.
Yeah, but like, well, by now it'd be cheaper to do an 800 number and get it on the internet, and you probably would get quite a few calls now if you were to do the same idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's kind of growing at this time too is more audio, more informational kind of things on the internet. And even though, I mean, I never knew how to use a computer until I started writing the book, and so the angels got me on the computer, and now kicking and screaming, they're getting me onto the internet as well. And it's a new experience, and it certainly is broadening and frustrating and exciting and enlightening. It's just so amazing.
Well, it's, you know, we're down here to learn, and they make sure that we get new opportunities to learn something.
Right.
At times we get to choose, and sometimes they just say, you know, you really need to do this now. Okay?
I know.
And it's like what you said, you go kicking and screaming or scratching your head saying, I don't know why I'm doing this. And then at the end of the line, you're going, oh, so that's why that happened. Uh-huh. I get it now.
Which is why we have to trust the unknown, you know, because
yes.
It's, you know, how can we know? Because if we had known ahead of time, I mean, none of those things would have happened. I wouldn't have done it for you know, this. I wouldn't have done the cards for whatever reason, or I wouldn't have created a book, you know? It's all, they had to work on me from where I was.
Mm-hmm. And that's the really fun part is they do. They work with you where you are and try and expand you so you don't get stuck too long in one place, because it gets really boring then if you just stick,
you know?
And that always amazes me when people, you know, you say, well, you really need to do X, Y, and Z, and they go, no, I don't want to. And they just stay in that one place, and then they complain because they're stuck in that one place.
Yeah, well, there's just, things are changing so quickly right now that none of us, I don't think very many of us get to stay in one place. And so we'd better ask for what we want and make your intentions clear, because we're going to be moving whether we want to or not. And it's just, so it's really important to have your intentions clear about that.
And also be consistent. Don't be changing it. That's something that the angels got on me. And I mean, it's like right now I'm putting together my own book, and the message was repeated. It's like, right before you're going to get it, you change your mind. You got to stop doing that, you know? You got to be consistent and see, and patient.
Patient.
Everything is
divine
timing.
Oh, exactly. You'll never know, without patience, you'll never know the magic of divine timing. So patience
and
is really a piece of that.
And there really is a reason for the length, and I know a lot of people want it now, and they really don't understand why they have to wait, but, you know, it's especially if there's like relationships and they're waiting for that special someone to come into their life and they don't understand why they're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
Either you have something you still need to deal with or they do, and you really don't want to mix it because it can be really hairy if you do.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. There's a whole lot about just sort of relaxing and trusting the process that's working with us right now, because we are really being well supported if we would just trust the process and quit trying to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic.
If
it's going down, just surrender, surrender to the process and allow the flow to shift and change and just stay in your center and stay clear and breathe through it. It's uncomfortable, but, we wouldn't do anything if it wasn't uncomfortable.
That's for sure. That's when you really,
Yeah.
I even have asked them, kick me in the butt, get me going, just make sure I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason why I have my radio show now, is because I said, I keep talking it, and they just said, okay, we're going to make sure you do it, because you said you wanted us to do that, so here we go.
Yeah,
and I'm very glad they did. And
I'm glad they did too.
Yeah, so have a lot of other people. Uh-huh. So it really is a wonderful time. Now you mentioned surrender, and a lot of people, it's like you got to surrender it, you got to let it go, and people are going, okay, how do you do that?
Well, surrender is not a word that Westerners are familiar with, or happy about, but actually surrender is an act of trust. It is another act of faith. Surrendering means you accept what is. If you things won't change unless you accept it as they are. You can't resist the process that's coming. What you resist persists, that old saying.
Yes.
So it's a state of non-resistance, and it's accepting what is. And then creating intentions for how you want to feel when things move and shift in a different direction. And then being quiet and not trying to do too much at that point, but just, doing what's next, chopping wood, carrying water, and, doing what is the next thing, and that is, keep praying without ceasing.
Yeah, and just, the one thing that a lot of people, at least for me for a while, it's like I felt like I should be doing something. They said, no, sit still, relax.
Right. I know, and that's not the American way. So it's very much more of it's more of a feminine way of doing things, to be more receptive and then inspired for the next thing we have to do, rather than being out there doing. It's, it seems like we can't make a change unless we just do, create it, make it happen. That's not working. It doesn't work anymore.
Well, it's interesting, because it's like rest, take your time, just relax, and soon enough you will be going so fast you wish you had that time to sit down and relax.
That's right.
And I have, my intuition and my inspiration and focus, and it's really kicking in gear now. And so it's like when they say just take a break, it's like I take a break, but I'm able to get right back into focusing and getting things done.
Sometimes I just need to stop for 5 or 10 minutes, and that, like we were talking about earlier, it's really, going for a walk in the woods, doing things in nature does really bring me back into a peaceful center. And then whatever I do, when I know what it is I'm supposed to do, it's a lot faster. I don't have to struggle with it. It's much more at ease with it. And so if I trust in the timing of things, if I try and I can't make it happen, that's a clue from the universe right there,
right?
It's a fine line, perseverance furthers and all that kind of stuff, but at the same time, if I'm trying to make a call and it won't go through, don't keep trying. There's a reason not to try to make that call right now.
Right.
Have I set the intentions for what I want with the call? What am I hoping to have as an outcome? You know, what's my motivation for making this call? I mean, all of those things play into the process of co-creating our mm-hmm. our life.
Yes, and we do have another caller. Okay. Christina, are you on the line?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Christina.
Just fine.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Are you open to answering questions about guides?
Guides?
She's doing more general readings.
General tonight. We're doing kind of general things, but you might get that answer. I'll just sort of give you, what your angels are wanting you to know is that all you have learned and all that has happened to you brought you to where you are now. So be grateful. So what is it that you want to know about what is it about your guide? What's the question?
Is my guide, do I have more than one guide?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have a primary guide?
Yes.
Who is my primary guide?
That's what you have to discover on your own. I don't think that we can really give you like a name or anything like that. I know that you're really close to the. Do you have an affection for the angels? Are you? Mm-hmm. Have you been an angel lover?
I just have an affection for spiritual truth.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you do have angels working with you, and so you know there's an angel that's been working with you from the time your soul was born. And then there's angels that are working with you from the time you were born in this life. So, between your master teachers, your inner guidance, your angels, everyone has all these different beings there. Some are with them for different, there's an angel for every project. There's an angel mm-hmm. for every relationship. So there's certain beings that are just that are with us just for short times too. And you know what, all these, for some reason, these cards just sort of, they just fell out of the deck right now, so I'm just going to tell you what we got because there's always a reason here. You're in a time where it's like what you're experiencing right now is a past life pattern. And so it would be really useful for you to ask your guidance for more clarity about what it is, this pattern that you need to see. What are you learning? What do you need to learn from this situation? What is it that your your guidance is trying to tell you? Because there's something here that needs to be addressed so that you can shift on it. And you won't be carrying an old pattern forward into the next phase of your life. One of the things that gets in your way is your sense it's like this pinched mouth that goes, this is right, this is wrong, this is bad, this is good. It's like those little judgments that just are irritating, and they just keep going on and on and on. It's like that voice is crimping your style. There's a certain level of that's like an old that's a pattern. There's a pattern right there. It's like an old pattern that is not really useful for you right now. It's a pattern that is causing your whole energy field to contract. And when your field contracts like that, that it won't allow you to be receptive to the flow of energy that's really working in you right now. Because you are it's like you're becoming the true lion that you are. It's like you're taking off all the sheep's clothing, all the old conditioning, all the things that have that you've thought were you, or other people thought were you. That you are just really letting go of all of that, and you're becoming your true lioness. You know, that huge, that being that's here to fulfill your purpose. So those little judgmental thoughts, the things that are that voice that is annoying, that's what that will just get in your way. And it would be really good to get some kind of a mantra or a phrase like I am grateful for all that I have learned and all that has happened to me. And I am grateful for the guidance that's moving me forward into joy and harmony. Something like that. Something that just will really bring you a lot more, you know, it's like you can clear, every time you notice that this annoying voice is there, that's bad, this is good, this is good. You know, you just say, no, I know, and I am very grateful for all that I'm learning right now. I'm grateful for the clarity that's in my life. All the things that you want, you say, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for clarity. I'm grateful for this incredible guidance that I'm receiving that's just so clear and direct and pertinent. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm, because of the echo, she was muted up, but I'm sure she does understand.
Okay, good.
And,
yeah, I was hearing
that. With that wonderful reading, it is time for us to wrap up real quick. See, it goes really fast. So, Shantae Gabrielle is on thegabrielmessages.com. You can contact her for your own reading or more information and read these wonderful messages. She has a newsletter and lots of other information. And I thank you very much. You have an open invitation to come on anytime you want. Just let me know.
Thank you, Jennifer.
It is always beautiful energy with you, and it's just awesome. And I thank you very much for all the work that you do.
Thank you, and I appreciate your work as well.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. And with that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying many blessings and good night.